This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Tonight's topic is dating, shidduchim, and graphology. An interesting share. Very strange, interesting background case. What was the case? Well, it deals with a young man who went to the shadchan, and the shadchan proposed or suggested an idea for him. He went out with this young lady, and after several weeks, it was going very, very well. They wanted to get engaged. And she went home, she went to her parents, and she was very excited to tell them that they were going to get engaged. It was all going very, very well. The father was a little bit nervous. He was concerned that it was going a bit too quickly, and he wanted to find out a little bit more about this young man. So he made the following request. He asked that he see the handwriting of this potential son-in-law, and he would take the writing to a graphologist who would assess the writing and would ascertain whether this man, this young man, had good middos, what he was like, and a little bit more about him. The girl wasn't very happy. She's going to go back and relay this to her, hopefully, future chassan. And as you can imagine, the young man wasn't very keen at all. What a chutzpah. Who does he think he is? He wants to see my handwriting. He wasn't very happy about the whole thing. But after a while, he relented and he called the caller, the future caller, and he said to her, he said, look, I've changed my mind. I'll give you the writing. If that's what your father wants, then fine. So he gives her some writing. She gives it to her father. And the father takes it to the graphologist. The graphologist comes back a few hours later, calls the father-in-law and says, Chapin, he's fantastic. He's a Mitzuyan. He's a wonderful young man. He is outstanding midas. Everything's wonderful. Grab him. Fine. So the father-in-law relays this good information to his daughter. She's very excited. She relays it back to the young man. They continue seeing each other and they're about to get engaged. So what's the shaila? You see, a day before they're scheduled to get engaged, the young man goes to his Rav and says, I've got to come clean. I can't sleep at night. He told him the whole story. The father-in-law wanted to see his handwriting. He was going out with this young lady. It was all going very well. They wanted to get engaged until the father-in-law made this request and he offered the handwriting. And the handwriting went to the graphologist. He was excited about it. Fantastic. So what's the problem? The problem is, says the young man, that it wasn't his handwriting. He had gone to the best boy in the yeshiva, who happened to be a Mitzuyan, happened to be wonderful, sterling, midas, highly intelligent. And he took his handwriting. He submitted it to the graphologist, to the father-in-law, who gave it to the graphologist, and no doubt it came back wonderful. And now he was feeling a little bit guilty. They were meant to get engaged tomorrow. What to do? So this shaila landed on the desk of Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein. We've quoted before, Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein in his many tshuvas, but I saw this in the Sefer Vaharevna, in Chelik Beis, page 246, and it's on the handouts, the various makoros that he puts together. What a strange question. You can learn smicha and you can get the finest of smichas, but you're not going to come across this one in Shulchan Aruch. So what to do? So Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein said the following. He said, what you did was awesome. It was wrong. You should not have done it. However, b'dieved, after the fact, now that you are where you are, it's okay to carry on and to get engaged, and you do not have to reveal the full story. What is his thinking? What is his background? So let's spend a few minutes in this short halacha shir just explaining the rationale of Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein. We know that there is a prime, why are we discussing it this week, Parsha Shemos? The answer is because in the very beginning of Perek Beis, towards the beginning of the Parsha, you have a marriage. Moshe Rabbeinu's parents, Amram and Yocheved, they reunite. They've already married, they have two children, Miriam and Aaron, and they decide to separate. Miriam persuades her parents and says, you're worse than Paro. Paro is goes on the boys by you separating and not having more children. You're worse than Paro. No boys and no girls. She persuades them to get remarried. And the Pasuk says, Vayelech ish mebeis Levi, Vayikach espas Levi, a reference to Amram and Yocheved. Okay, so what is Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein's thinking? Well, we know that there is a focus and a primacy on being honest in Yiddishkeit. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Ches, Mishmin Gamliel Omer, Al Shleisha Dvarim Ha'olam Omer, the world stands on three pillars. One of them is Emes, Al Hadin, Hala Emes, Al Hashalom. Emes is one of the pillars upon which the world stands. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Chos Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the very seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The Pele Yoetz, under the entry of Sheker, says something amazing. There's no other Aveira where the Torah says, you've got to run away from it, it's a million miles. In other words, when it says, don't break Shabbos, don't speak Lashon Hara, it just says, don't do those things, don't eat treif. But when it comes to Sheker, the Pasuk says, Midva Sheker Tirchot, just keep away from it. Don't go near anything which is untruthful. The Medrash says, amazing Medrash in Pashas Pekudei. They quote a Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Ish emunos rav brochos, which means that ish emunos, a trustworthy, honest person, rav brochos will have many blessings. Umisha ein the nemer, but someone who is not trustworthy, v'otz lahashe lo yinoke, but someone who wants to sort of rushes to become rich, then lo yinoke, he's not going to go unpunished. Says the Medrash, what is this referring to? Ish emunos zem Moshe, that ish emunos, a faithful, honest person, is Moshe Rabbeinu. He is the faithful one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as it says, Lechein Avdi Moshe, Bechol Beisi Ne'emanu, an honest person. Have ish emunus rab brocha, shekol dvorim, shnohi gizbar lehem, hayu misparchim nefishe hu ne'eman. All the millions of pounds, the silver and the gold that came through his hands to build the Mishkan, he didn't touch a penny. And therefore, he was blessed and received misparchim rab brochas. The otz lahash lo yinoke, someone who rushes to make wealth and will not go unpunished. Who is that referring to? Says the Medrash Zekirach. Shaya Levi or Bikesh Little Kohen Gadola. He wanted something which wasn't his. He wanted the wealth. And Mehoya, what was his seifai? Vatiftach Oretz Espiyah. He had that terrible end. So we know that there is a primacy on the truth. So says Reb Zilberstein, this young man should not have done what he did. He shouldn't have gone to the best boy in yeshiva and taken his handwriting. The problems of Hoyna'ah. Hoyna'ah means when you're offering an item for sale with attributes that it does not have. You can't offer something for sale, a car, when it doesn't have an engine or it doesn't have this or that. That's a problem of Hoyna'ah. There's a problem of Sheker. Oops. There's a problem of Genevas Das. There's lots of issues. But that's all Lechatchila. He shouldn't have done what he did. Moreover, he quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, if you look at the bottom of the box, and those listening online, if you email me, j.golker@gmail.com, I'll email you the handout. The Medrash, the Yerushalmi says in Shvius, Omer Reb Yosi, Hada Omer Barnosh, the Toni Chada Michla, who the Ozil Asav in and Mekrin the Gabe Magabe the Gain Tarte. He man who knows one Masechta, and he goes to a place where he is honored for knowing two Masechtas. Sorich mei melon anachad michla anachakim. You've got to tell them, I only know one Masechta. A person has got to be honest with himself and he can't make himself out to know or to be more than he actually is. So therefore, says Reb Zilberstein Lechatchila, this young man should not have done what he did. However, b'di'evet, he doesn't need to reveal it to the parents, to his future father-in-law, because presumably that would destroy the shidduch. And since the couple want to get engaged, he is not obligated to do that. How do we know that? Well, we know there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which I take great care whenever I come across this halacha for Talmidim and Talmidos in school. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodea, Talmid in Yerodea, Simon Reish Mem Sif Chof Hei, Talmid Shereitzel Oleches Lemokum Achesh Ubeteach Sheiris Simon Bracha, the Talmudov. A Talmud who wants to go to a certain yeshiva because he thinks he will thrive there better than another place. And the father doesn't want it. So let's say the father wants yeshiva A and the boy wants yeshiva B. Says the halacha, Ein tzarich lishmoel la'aviv b'zeh. The son doesn't have to listen to the father. He would be wise to discuss it with him so they can come to some sort of agreement. But when it push comes to shove, if the son genuinely feels he'll do better off in a certain yeshiva over another, he doesn't have to listen to the father. Says the Ramah, v'chein im ha'av meicha b'ben. If a parent protests against the son, lissa eza isha sheyachbetz b'ben, the son wants to marry a certain young lady, and the father, the parents don't want it. Einait tzarich l'shmael ha'av. Says the Ramah, quoting the Maharik, he doesn't need to listen to the parents. So since, therefore, the couple are happy to get engaged, the father has no right to prevent his child from marrying the partner of his choice. Now, of course, when I say this in school, I tell the children, I tell the boys and the girls that it's very important that at that stage in life, they should consult with their parents, make sure they're happy with their choice, and they should discuss, etc., etc. But when push comes to shove, ultimately, parents cannot protest. And this is a whole big share in itself, but not for now. But either way, the baseline halacha is that if a couple wants to get engaged, they're able to do so, even if the parents protest. And he says, look what happened to Besuel. Besuel tried to interfere with the shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka, and he met a very sad end. Furthermore, says Rav Zilberstein, an amazing makar, he quotes a Gemara in the Darim Chaf Zayin on the base. A very strange Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the case? A man, some people, some ganovim come in, different types of ganovim, some kill, some just take money, and they break into someone's house, and the person has, let's say, very expensive barrels of wine. So they're caught red-handed, and they say, stop thief. And these guys are ready to take these expensive barrels of wine, could be worth thousands of pounds. So the owner of the house, the owner of the wine, has got a good idea. He says, do you know, these wines, I promise you, he makes a neder that these barrels are truma. They're truma. Now, therefore, the ganovim, the very frum ganovim, they back off. The pirish of the rush, which I've got on the sheet, says, harog afal gav dekotri v'gozli, even though these people can steal and they could kill even, however, lo ochli isura, they're not going to touch anything which is asa. Okay, either that's one answer he gives. But either way, he makes a promise that this is truma. Says the Gemara in the Darim, that's okay. He's allowed to lie to prevent unlawful action by someone else who's trying to harm him. So therefore, he can say that these barrels of wine are truma. That will prevent these people from taking the truma. So too, if that's what's involved over here, if the couple are happy to get engaged and the father would try and interfere and stop it, then technically speaking, says the resources of esteem, the young man is allowed, according to baseline halacha, to lie to prevent an unlawful action by somebody else trying to harm him, to stop him. And this is all in the b'dieved situation. Of course, says Reb Zilberstein, the lechatchila, it was wrong what he did. He should not have lied. He should not have fabricated the whole situation by taking somebody else's handwriting. But b'dieved, after the fact, he's allowed to go ahead and get engaged and does not have to tell the future father-in-law, because the likelihood is that would destroy the shidduch. Interesting halacha, interesting case, lots more to speak about. Let me just finish with one maisa about honesty. We're talking about honesty. I'll tell you a remarkable thing that I came across. There's a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael called Merkaz HaTorah. Years ago, the Rosh Yeshiva was someone called Rav Rotman. Rav Rotman was the well-known Rosh Yeshiva. The Nossi of the yeshiva was Rav Chaim Kreisworth, the famous Gadol, the chief rabbi of Antwerp, of Belgium, and one of the outstanding Gedolim. Rav Rotman was the man on the ground, the Rosh Yeshiva, who ran the day-to-day operation of the yeshiva. And one time, as he went every year, he was in America. He went for 3 weeks. And he was there collecting money and interviewing boys. At one point, when he was there for 3 weeks, he called Reb Chaim Kreisworth, who was the Nossi of the yeshiva, and he said, Reb Chaim, I want to ask you something. He said, I'm here, I'm away from my wife, I live in Eretz Yisrael, I'm here in New York collecting and interviewing. He said, would you mind if I were to go to the store and buy my wife a new dress? I feel so bad, I'm away for so long. When I want to go home, I want to give her a gift to show my appreciation that she's allowed me to go away for so long. So Chaim said, absolutely. You take the yeshiva money and you buy a nice dress. Of course. Rotman said, what? Yeshiva money? That was never my question. My question was, could I take an hour out of my time to go out to the shop and buy my wife a dress? I'm not entertaining using the yeshiva money. It's the question of time. I'm here on yeshiva business. Would it be okay to take an hour out of what is the yeshiva's time so that I can go and buy a dress for my wife? Remarkable. What about you? But I would certainly wouldn't think twice about it. I'm away that I'd go to a store and buy something. That the fact I'm on yeshiva business doesn't allow me to do anything of my own needs. It's a different way of looking at things. But you see the primacy of honesty in Torah thought and Torah life, and that therefore underpins Rav Silverstein's answer. Okay, that's the end of the halacha slot.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.